Hello and welcome to the High Street Life podcast with your hosts Roma Bomic and myself Leona Fensom. This is the fourth episode in a six-part series looking at life as an independent business owner on the High Street of St Albans. The series is sponsored by the St Albans BID, the Business Improvement District, and it's made by us here at Radio Verulam. In this episode, we're looking at independent business stalls in the wellness industry in St Albans. And our guests today include Sally-Ann Shepherd, the CEO of Eve and Adam Beauty Clinic, and Sarah Waller, founder of the Pilates Rooms. Rome and I recorded these interviews during the last week of November, just before St Albans moved into tier restrictions. First up, you'll be hearing from Sally-Ann Shepherd, the CEO of Eve and Adam Spa, or as it's now known, Eve and Adam Beauty Clinic.
Okay, so Sally, welcome to our little podcast. Good to be able to talk to you about Eve and Adam Spa.
Thank you.
So the first thing it'd be great to talk about, we're all having to talk about, is how the current pandemic has affected life as an independent business owner for you this year.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm sure the word unprecedented has been bandied about so much. We could never have expected that such an impact on our business would have happened in 2020. I mean, we closed, obviously, end of March for almost 6 months, really. And, you know, that's a huge part of our business, bearing in mind we're a service industry. We weren't able to trade properly at all. In fact, we have done a few online sales, but nothing that could sustain the business long term.
I mean, it's very difficult, isn't it? Clearly, beauty and therapy and treatments are very physical. You can't substitute them online. You mentioned that you've gone online. What sort of things are you trading online?
Well, what we did was, in the first lockdown, we obviously had a significant amount of time to sort of review the situation and what we could do. We became really aware that we needed to adapt if we needed to survive. So we completely updated our website, and we introduced an online beauty store. So we're selling our existing product lines, our skincare brands, and we've introduced a few others. Things that could absolutely make lovely Christmas presents and stocking fillers, just to keep a bit more, to reach a bigger audience. And we've obviously marketed that quite specifically to our clients, but we've also increased our social media platform awareness. We've actually made a concerted effort to do a lot of individual videos, and to obviously talk about not just selling and what products we have at all, but we're really mindful that people are going through some really harsh issues here with their mental health.
Yes, I mean, certainly it's a conversation everywhere, the impact on mental health. And somehow in this last 4 week lockdown, even though it's a much shorter period and it's defined, and we definitely know as of today that it's finishing for sure on Wednesday, it seems to have been so much harder on people.
Yeah, I think because what's happened is we had almost the green light to go ahead, and you know, everyone had just got back into the swing of feeling comfortable coming into the clinic, and also for my team, you know, adapting to the huge change in how we perform our treatments, you know, the rigmarole of the, and we totally understand why, the full PPE. When you are working for 8 hours in that gear, it's really hard work. We had to make sure that we had at least 10 minutes, 15 minutes between every appointment, not just to sanitize the area completely, obviously, but also just to give them a break, because it's really hard. I mean, I'm a therapist myself. It's been quite difficult, but we'd all got back into that routine, Roma. We were all had adapted really well, you know, and the clients were so comfortable coming in. They realized that, you know, our sanitization, our standards are so high. And I think we all got lulled into a bit of maybe a false sense of security and the fact that this could carry on now.
I think you're absolutely right. I think we probably did get lulled into that false sense of security, feeling like we'd come back to some kind of normality, and then suddenly it's shut down again and you're sort of like, oh. But things are reopening, of course, as we just said, thank goodness, as of next week. Will it be any different to the way it was when you reopened the last time, or is it just a matter of picking up where you left off?
It is a matter of picking up where we left off. We've got every procedure and protocol in place, and it worked so efficiently before. We have an online booking system, so we did encourage our clients to sort of book towards the end of December. And obviously now, as of last week, we were able to confirm that that was a possibility. So for the last few days, I've been very busy just trying to schedule clients in, because obviously, even though we're not going to have the Christmas that we all are used to, we are having some kind of a, you know, we want something to look forward to, something to celebrate. It's probably a bit of an over, you know, exaggeration, but we want to be able to enjoy something. And I think, obviously, notoriously, Christmas in our industry has been really busy. It's one of our busiest times of year. So thank goodness we were able to open in December.
Sure, absolutely. So let's take a little step back in time a bit and actually tell me more about how the business started. What was the inspiration for you to start the spa?
So as of February 2021, we will have been trading for 18 years.
Wow.
I had to remind myself how long. So I've done, my sort of career has spanned many different industries, and I've done lots of different things, Roma. But I have always been very interested in the holistic side of things. My mother was sadly diagnosed with terminal cancer, probably over 20 years ago.
I'm sorry.
At that point, I just, it was a very sad time. And I just thought, you know, what can I do to help her? So I, at that point, did my holistic training in massage and physical therapy and anatomy. Because that's, I just needed to feel helpful in some way. And I really enjoyed it. And I thought, you know what, this is something I could do going forward. At that time, I was in the graphic design industry, totally different in marketing. And so sadly, she died. And then I decided to change career. And I went into working as a massage therapist to start with. And then the salon came on from there. And I met, I had a business partner to start with. And yeah, how that's how Eve and Adam evolved. And
lovely.
Then, 18 years on, we're here still. Here you are. Just.
Which is brilliant. And you will stay here. I'm absolutely sure of it. So other than the online products and the treatment, the holistic side of the treatments that you've mentioned, what are the other aspects, if any, that we haven't mentioned of Eve and Adam Spa?
So we have evolved. We again, during the first lockdown, we actually decided to slightly rebrand. So we're no longer really deemed as a spa. We've rebranded ourselves as a beauty clinic, because skin is very much part of our offering at present. That's where we've sort of gone down that route. So we believe that, you know, even though it might be deemed as an aesthetic thing, having nice skin, it has a massive impact on people's mental health if they're not happy and comfortable with their skin. So it's not just about the anti-aging procedures that we perform and the skin facials that we perform. It's actually about, we believe that we are holistic. You know, the body and the mind are so intrinsically linked. If you feel good about yourself, you look good, you hold yourself better, you don't get the aches and pains. It's such a holistic circle.
So I'm a new customer. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. No. So I was just going to say, so we have an array of different facials and obviously the regular beauty treatments like nails, etc.
Lovely. So I'm a new client. How would you go about advising me what the best opportunities would be for me, or how to get the best in terms of wellness from what you have to offer?
So obviously a new client could, it depends how they found us. A lot of our clients are found by word of mouth, which is lovely, recommendation, or via the website. But obviously we'd have an initial conversation, try and find out what your concerns were. We would then invite you into the clinic to have a full consultation. If it was for a skin concern, we offer free 45 minutes to 1 hour skin consultations to absolutely make sure we're giving you the right advice for your concerns. And then we would recommend a course of various different treatments, and we actually cross prescribe across our product ranges as well. So we offer two very advanced skincare brands now in the clinic.
Excellent. So it really is tuned into the individual's needs, which is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely, because, you know, a consultation is so key, because it really does uncover lots of things that, you know, perhaps a potential client hadn't even thought about themselves. You know, it's not just about asking about their skin or their, you know, their cleansing routine or anything like that. We go much deeper. We find out totally about their lifestyle, what kind of career they're in, because obviously there's an element of stress involved in anything. Like I said before, it's all holistic. So we need to get a really full understanding of how that client is at that particular time in order to be able to give them the results and to help them.
So obviously, what you're doing very well, because you've been there 18 years, as you say, which is amazing. That's great news. And obviously you have a loyal following of clients, which is also amazing. If, however, someone said to you the classic, if there was something you could do differently, what would it be? Is there anything you would do differently?
Oh, wow. I don't think at this moment in time I would do anything differently. Like I said, I think the operation is working really well. It took me right back in the first lockdown to actually review everything. And what we did at that point was we looked at all our protocols and our procedures, and we actually refurbished the clinic because we wanted people, not just the team, but clients, to come back to a really new, clean feeling establishment. So I think we've probably done what we would do at this present time.
Which is brilliant. I think the one thing that's coming through strongly through all of this is the companies that have taken a moment to stand back and look at what's been going on in their business and how they can move even further forward are the ones that are going to see themselves through this pandemic successfully. And obviously that's what you've done, which is fantastic. If I were someone who was thinking of starting a new business, and it could be any kind of business, are there any pearls of wisdom you might throw out to me?
I think, you know, obviously it's quite a daunting thing, especially if you've been employed for you know, the majority of your life and you're going out on your own. But I would always encourage people just to take that leap. I think, you know, there are so many benefits of being, you know, having your own destiny, being in charge of your own destiny. Equally, there are lots of pitfalls of that. However, I think there's so much support now, especially in St Albans. We've got the most amazing groups out there, you know, lots of people from industry leaders offering free advice. You know, I think the support, and don't be scared to take, you know, to take the support and the help. And, you know, I think another thing is not to be arrogant to think you know everything and that you can do everything. That took me a long time to realise that actually I can't do everything myself. I need to literally get the skills in where my skills are lacking. Because I think as a small business owner, you really want, it's your baby. You want to feel in control.
Yes.
But, you know, there is a budget as well. So you have to think of those aspects too. But I think, you know, yeah, don't be too arrogant and to think that you can do everything, because it will take you far longer. Get the help in that, you know, you need.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's so, so key, Sally. You've heard the mantra, I'm sure, you should be working on your business, not just in your business. And there's nothing wrong with bringing in the experts. If you're not a numbers person, get a good accountant. If you don't know the rules and regulations, get a good lawyer. Whatever it takes to help you move your business forward, you're absolutely spot on. It's important to recognize where your strengths and your areas of not so much weakness, but where you've got gaps and plugging those gaps.
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, I totally
Sally,
agree.
I'm sure we're going to see you and your business around for another 18 years at least, which is brilliant. Thank you very much for taking the time to give us an insight into your wonderful beauty business and some of the great services that you offer to the community of St Albans. And I'm sure we'll speak to you again in the future.
Well, that was really interesting, Leona. I mean, we started with Sally from Even Adams Spa at the top of her interview, focusing on how the pandemic has affected her as a business owner this year. And of course, as you said at the beginning, we recorded this just before we went into this latest lockdown. And in fact, that Wednesday, as she mentioned, we were going into a tiered opening. And I think we went from like tier 2 to 3 to 4 in the space of ridiculously a week or something, and then we went into hard lockdown again. And of course, what was very interesting was her message around the importance of effectively recognizing your key strengths, plugging the gaps where you need to, and moving forward to think about what you can do in her case to impact on people's health and well-being. And we know that particularly in this latest lockdown, a key issue has been people's mental and physical health and well-being. So it'd be interesting to catch up with Sally at some point soon to find out how that's then been impacted again once we went into a hard lockdown. And of course, this coming Monday is February, and that's when they'll be celebrating their 18-year business anniversary.
That's so true, Roma. And I think what I find most admirable about Sally is what she's done to really change the business model, and even changing Even Adams Spa from being a spa to a beauty clinic. She talked about rebranding the name and then increasing social media awareness. And I had a look at what they've been doing over the last month, and Sally herself has been doing lots of how-to videos, and we know these are really popular with people, especially within the wellness and beauty industry. So she's showing people, existing clients and potential clients, how to do really simple things like skincare at home. So she's really thinking about where people are, what they might be missing, how she can still service them. And also, I think what's really clever is she's come from a graphic design background, and she's engaged all her staff onto social media. So she's introducing them, they've got really nice consistent online branding. So there's been some really clever and powerful things she's done, even though we've been, like you say, in these what is it now, our third lockdown, we've been in these restrictions and this third lockdown.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see how her creative background really has come through in terms of thinking, and as you say, The only reference I guess we have at the moment is what she's doing on social media. She certainly hasn't gone away and hidden and thought, oh my goodness, here we go again, that's it, I've had enough. And let's face it, I don't know if you've heard this phrase, but a lot of business owners that I'm speaking with lately are really fatigued with lockdown. Lockdown fatigue's really hit them, and they're having a bit of a dip. Possibly it's because this time round it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, it's not so wonderful, and it just feels really hard to have to go through yet again rethinking, rebranding, re-strategizing. But actually, it's also a huge opportunity, isn't it, to move things forward and think about what you're best at and how you can reinvent yourself.
When we did the first few episodes last year, that seemed to be a really prominent theme, was reinvention. And we spoke explicitly with independent business owners about how they were adapting themselves. And you're right, though, I think you can only do that so many times within a certain time frame before you've perhaps exhausted your own capacity to keep evolving and changing. And again, another thing that Sally did that has stood them in good stead, and she said this from the beginning, was that they knew they needed to adapt to survive, was that they introduced an online store. And you would know this more than anyone, Roma, wouldn't you, about businesses needing to have alternate income streams to keep going?
I think it's particularly important at the moment. And I mean, it's really hard, isn't it? We've not been through a pandemic like this, not in my lifetime anyway. And So it is very difficult. No one's got a reference for how you deal with these situations. What we do know, though, and actually I was in a very interesting session 2 days ago, sponsored by Watford Chamber of Commerce and the University of Hertfordshire, led by the University of Hertfordshire, talking about exactly how companies have adapted in this latest pandemic. And also talking about where we go in future. And what was very interesting was we had an economist who's the dean of the business school talking about how we go through these peaks and troughs. If you look historically, if you look back to 2008 to 2010, growth was chopped, not as severely as it has been lately, but nevertheless, so it was chopped. And you had innovation out of that situation. Each time there's been an issue, you've seen innovation like you've never seen anywhere else before. And the leaders for that innovation are the small business owners. Really, really interesting. Mm. And I think we'll see that again. I think, sadly, there will be some casualties too. However, I also think there's some really exciting reinvention going on, particularly using the social and technological platforms that are developing and constantly moving forward.
It's so true, isn't it? And it makes me think of that saying, I'm probably going to get it wrong, is that necessity is the mother of all invention.
Mm. Yes, for sure.
That's what we're seeing,
isn't it? I think
we're
seeing that. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely what we're seeing. And it just shows you, listening to what Sally had to say, that actually, you know, it doesn't matter what industry sector you're in. There are ways around and forward that you may not have seen previously and actually may not, to be fair, may not have been able to do anything about. And it's only because we're in a situation where we're forced, for example, to be online for 90% of our time at the moment,
yeah,
that she's got an opportunity to do more online. You know, let's face it, ordinarily, it's quite difficult. Before the pandemic, it's been difficult to get people to commit to doing anything online.
That is so true.
Exercise, yes, or interaction or whatever. Yeah. But given that we've now got no choice but to do it, it's interesting how many exercise classes and conferences, and I went to a whiskey tasting 3 weeks ago, all happen online and wouldn't traditionally have done so.